USA Radio News.
Millions of Black Friday shoppers are dealing with frigid temperatures across the United States. If you are braving that cold weather to pick up a great deal, Wallet Hub analyst Jill Gonzalez says there are some good TV deals out there now, but you may want to hold off.
When we're just talking about TVs in general, a lot of these bigger electronics, that's where we're seeing really good deals at places like Staples, Office Depot, Target, Walmart. But a word to the wise, if you can actually wait, the best TV deals are always right before the Super Bowl.
Witnesses are describing the scene when someone opened fire inside an Alabama mall on Thursday night.
We were checking out at the American Eagle store, and all of a sudden you heard active shooter, get in the back, get in the back. So they were like shoving us wherever they could put us.
Evan Gay on WVTM TV, the shooter is dead and two others are wounded. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Studies have shown that giving thanks and being thankful for what we have helps improve our life and actually does help us to live longer. But many folks struggle with that. Pastor Robert Jeffress, he's a Fox News contributor, and he's also the pastor at First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. He was on Fox News and had a few tips for how you can be more grateful and express your gratitude.
Before you drift off to sleep every night, think of three positive things that happened to you during the day and thank God for them. There was a famous study by Emmons and McCullough that said people who dwell on positive things have a much better quality of life before they drift to sleep. We get to choose where we focus on the good things or the bad things. Focus on the good things and thank God for them. And then secondly, make a habit of jotting an email, sending an email, sending a text to those who do something for you. You know, when you have a life that's filled with thanksgiving, it not only blesses you, but it encourages those around you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Several current or incoming House Democrats are releasing a letter opposing Nancy Pelosi for Speaker of the House. Pelosi is the House Minority Leader and former Speaker who hopes to get the job again. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Sean Duffy joins Fox News and talks about the process and what we can expect moving forward regarding the next Speaker of the House.
Next week, Democrats all meet to elect a leadership. And so it's not actually when they get to the floor. So next week, they'll have a vote, I think next Wednesday.
Okay.
And though you just need a majority of your Democrats in the conference to actually win, you actually need 218 to win on the House floor. So we'll know next week if Nancy Pelosi has the votes or not. But we have this great American concept that you actually give up power, right? It goes back to George Washington.
Right.
He gave up power after two terms.
Duffy also believes Pelosi may have some issues with the new incoming Democrats.
You had a lot of young, first-time Democrats run for office, and Republicans were running ads that the first way you're going to take is to vote for Nancy Pelosi, and those Democrats said, no, I'm not going to vote for Nancy.
Right.
The first vote they'd take on the House floor would be to roll back that promise they made to their constituents would be very, very difficult. So I think it's a hard hurdle for Nancy Pelosi to get over to become the Speaker. And by the way, the Democrat Party, they're pulling apart at the seams right now.
Right.
They can't figure out how to go forward, whether it's with Nancy or someone else. Are they going to track to the center, or are they going to go hardcore left?
Mm-hmm.
It could be kind of a mess at the start of this next Congress.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.